Warning. What you're about to experience may get offensive, sexual and orgasmic. Relax, you'll like it when Sapphire's through with you. Pour the wine and press play for Sapphire's Europlay.
Motherfuckers out there in Radio Land, this is your girl, the one and only Ms. Radio Sapphire. Oh my goodness, it's Monday, so you know what time it is. It's time to get a little nasty, a little freaky deaky. We already got some freaks in the house from earlier from Chocolate Radio, the live show. DeVoe is getting his twerve, swerve, curve, feed a girl. Everybody who's looking on the Periscope right now, if you want to see what's going down right now, I'm Periscoping, and of course you can look at us on chocolateradio.net through our Ustream feed. But it's Monday, you know what's going on, everybody. So we're going to be talking about some fetish play, and then we're going to bring on Molly Mall and of course Anna Fox. We're going to have a good ass night for sure, because I got to tell you, a lot of shit going down tonight, a lot of shit. But let me give you like my week breakdown of what's been going on sexually. So let's see. Squints. Let's start off with that. Squints was the nerd boy that I found myself attracted to, even though he's technically not the type of guy I like to fuck normally on a regular basis. And he fell off the face of the earth after a date, like I was telling you guys. But he reappeared on Saturday, which was really interesting because I get a text at like 7 in the morning. And my thing is, I never answer my phone that early unless a motherfucker is dead. Okay? So this fool texts me and he's like, hey, sorry, I was in China, but when can I be inside of you next? I was like, oh, shit. Okay. You can get this pussy, you know, Wednesday. Because I have my show on Monday and I had plans Sunday night. You know, and I was out of commission, meaning I got my period over the week. So, you know, I can really fuck. So anyways, you know, Squints texts me. I'm going to fuck him on Wednesday. I think it's going to be a good ass night. Now, I'm still messing around with my close girlfriend. And tomorrow night, we're going to kick it, whatever. She actually is going to cook dinner because she a chef. So I'm like, damn, all it took was for me to get my own place. Of course, our show night, which is starting tomorrow night because Bad Girls Club is coming back, which I'm so happy about. And all I needed to bring was a pretty lady over my house. And now you're saying you're going to cook for me. We're probably going to fuck, which means I'm going to make you come a lot harder than you left last week, where you done left your DNA all over my staircase. Because I love the fact that I fucked her repeatedly for like 4 hours on Wednesday. And then got into it some more and then get dressed. And she's like, oh, wait, you got to take me to your car. And I'm like, I mean, I have to let you downstairs. I said that to her. And so I was like, oh, you're not getting away that easily. Because she left this big ass hickey on my neck. And I was just like, oh, Lord, like, how am I going to explain this? You know, because my hickeys, they do stay on for a while, even if I do the remedy. So anyways, I see the hickey, and she's like, what? And I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm going to get you back for that. And since I can't leave marks on her, the only best way possible is to basically barricade her from going downstairs, staying upstairs, and fucking her on the stairs about 4 times. I said, oh, yeah, you're not leaving with, you know, dry panties. Like, I'm going to make sure that I fuck you with your panties on and that you squirm and you come to in the panties. Like, that shit is just going to happen. That's happening. DeVoe, still not a lesbian, though. Just saying that right now, because you already looking like you're going to mouth it off. Alexander DeVoe of Chocolate Radio, the live show, thinks that I'm a lesbian. I'm not a lesbian, ladies and gentlemen. Okay? First of all, just because you love pussy and you love dick does not make you a lesbian. Okay? Fuck more dick. Very selective with pussy. Sometimes I recycle pussy because I'm so picky with pussy. And speaking of pussy.
Do you like lesbians or?
No, I do not like lesbians. Yeah, I like bi women. I like pretty women. I like, if I want to be with a boy, I'll be with a boy. If I want to be with a chick, I'm going to be with a chick. Like, lipstick
girls,
all the way.
The girls that you're with, they don't want you to be with another female.
No, that was one chick, my ex. Everybody else, they don't care. I can fuck guys, I can fuck girls, everybody else. Just my ex, because she was like a lesbian. Like, real lesbian, never been pricked by a man. Oh, actually, I take that back. She said she had sex with a guy for 5 minutes and realized she was a lesbian. There you go.
Yeah, see, I'm trying to see how you know what I'm saying?
How I what?
Three-way type of situation.
Oh, I mean, I had three ways, but different ways. I mean, it happens. So, anyways, going on, Jesus Christ. Oh, shit. We got a... Oh, fuck. Anyways, come to having a good time with the girl and fucking her on the staircase. Shit gets wild. So send her back. Now she wants to come over tomorrow night. We'll find out what happens. And of course, I'll give you guys a story on Monday. Because I think Monday is just going to be me. And we're going to be talking about the dick. I said I was going to talk about it last week, but we have our guests coming in, Molly Mall and Anna Fox. So anyways, let's cut to Sunday. I'm on my rag on Thursday. So I'm out of commission. It's my cousin's birthday. I'm VIPing it up in the club. Too many tequila shots. I'm never drinking tequila like that again, first of all. Because when you order two bottles of tequila, some Don Julio, but then you were pre-gaming with your family at a Mexican restaurant, all you can have, oh, goddamn, Naomi Banks is getting her ass twerked. Oh, of course she moves as soon as I'm periscoping it, but that's okay. I'm going to see that ass as it walks right now. Come on, Naomi, do it for the periscopers.
Peace.
Do it for the periscopers. Look at that booty leave. Look at that booty jiggle. Ooh, looking all sexy. So anyways, cut to, bye, baby. So cut to Sunday. I'm getting my swerve on. Have the worst hangover in the world. So I'm nursing that all night and all day. Go to the movies. Talk to this guy that I've been trying to meet up with. And I didn't believe his fetish when he told me. But he said, I have a booty fetish. I love big booties lubed up in coconut oil. And you have to wear spandex. And I'm like, I don't really have spandex, but I have leggings. It's like, that'll do. Yoga pants, just as long as it's hugging your ass and hugging your thighs. Like, I want to grip those thighs and do things to you. Well, I'm like, well, you can't really do anything with me because technically I'm still a little, you know, plugged up. TMI, I know, but it gets better. So I go to the guy's place. This guy is like a weed connoisseur. Like, this man had weed everywhere. He had the Bob Marley paraphernalia everywhere. This motherfucker had like the bar of weed. So he's making his joints and all this. He's asking me to smoke with him. I take a little hit just to get the hedge off. And he just, like, he keeps looking at my ass. And I know that he wants to kiss me, he wants to follow me or whatever. But we're playing it cool. We're getting to know each other. Just so happens he's actually one of Skrillex's DJs. Earlier, DJs and producers. Really awesome. So anyways, cut to, he's like, I really want to kiss you. So he starts reenacting some scenes. And what turns me on the most, believe it or not, is Heath Ledger's Joker impersonation this guy does. So then he's grabbing my face. He's doing the whole scene, and the next thing I know, he's taking off his shirt. This boy is ripped, and he has a nice, nice, thick dick. Nice and big, beautiful, it's trimmed, it's just clean, everything. So then he picks me up, grabs my ass, and he's just like fondling, and he's like, I really want to lube up your ass. Like, I know we can't fuck, but I really want to lube up your ass in coconut oil. Can I do that? And I was like, sure. So I start pulling him down. He's like, oh, just slowly, like, just kind of let it fall, like let the pants fall right underneath your booty. I just want to see the booty poking out. So then he starts waxing my ass literally with coconut oil. It's very sexy. So he's lotioning up my ass, he's giving me this nice booty massage, and then he's like, can I just rub my cock in between your ass cheeks? So he's rubbing it, he's like, it's almost like we're having anal, but we're not. So he slaps a condom on just in case, because he likes to be safety first, and I'm like, hell yes. So he starts sliding his cock in between my ass cheeks, and he's like, oh my God, you have no idea how good this is feeling. And I'm like, well, you got to tell me what your fetish is. And he's like, I just love spandex, like anything. If it was my idea, my lady would have like crotchless leggings so that I can just fuck her with the leggings on, but just have that pussy just poking out of it. So then he picks me up again, throws me on his couch. And at this point, he's like palming my ass as if it was two basketballs. Now, mind you, I don't have the biggest ass in the world, but he was just like so amazed at the firmness. He was like, Jesus Christ, it's firm. And then it's like, it slaps back a little bit and he starts grabbing it more to the point where I'm like climaxing with him because I love my ass being touched with. Don't necessarily like to be penetrated in the ass that much. That's why a certain somebody did a sneak attack in my ass that one time. But anyways, he's grabbing it now where I cannot move. I start gyrating on him and the next thing I know, he splits my ass cheeks apart and rips the leggings. And I'm just like, these are my favorite leggings. He's like, oh, well, sorry. Got a little carried away. So then he starts, you know, playing with my pussy lips, giving me like a pussy massage with the coconut oil. He's grabbing on my ass some more. He's slipping it back in. We're doing all different like little positions. I start jerking him off and he's a violent comer in a great way. I mean, this man was painting a canvas on my titties and then it just starts dripping even more. And he's like, I can keep going. I'm like, what? He's like, yeah, I mean, I can just keep coming like that, you know, for like a good 2 minutes. I'm like, oh, okay. It's hot. Now I really want to fuck you, but I probably should get going because it's getting late. I have to get up early. Not to mention, I really want to fuck you, but I can't. And I'm going to stop it right here and now. So he's like, okay, cool. So then we kiss again. He rips it now to the point where my whole ass at this point is exposed. It's so exposed that I try to move my purse to the back of me to give it some kind of closure, some kind of screen so that, you know, I'm not looking really indecent. I try pulling my shirt down a little longer. It's not. And he just rips it up even more. So now at this point, my ass is exposed. If I bend over, my pussy is exposed. Basically, I am fucked in these leggings. And I had to walk outside past his neighbors. And he's like, I just got to watch you leave. I got to watch you leave real quick. So he walks me out to his door. I walk back to my car. All of a sudden, a car drives by me. And he's like, nice asshole! Did you get fucked? Very embarrassing. But long story short, it's very interesting to see the necessity. Like, he told me every chick he's ever fucked has to wear spandex and has to bring extra because he gets a little carried away. But no girl has ever let him fuck with latex on. Ever. Ever, ever, ever. But hey, what can you say, right? But anyways, we're going to be talking about the fetishes. We got to go over some must-have fetishes. I feel like a lot of people get, you know, the fetishes, gray area. You know, they always get like fetish, paraphernalia, kinky and freaky. Like they always get those, you know, twisted. So according to the frisky.com, they say that a sexual fetish, you know, specifically refers to a strong sexual preoccupation with an object, material, or body part. So in this case, the man's fetish was seeing thighs and ass in spandex, not even latex, but spandex. It has to be, he said, the tighter the better, the form fitting. Like, I don't even want the girl to wear any underwear underneath. Like, I just want her ass and her pussy fresh and hugging onto dear life to, you know, the Spanx, or the, not the Spanx, but the spandex and the, you know, the leggings. So that's his kink, his fetish. So anyways, a fetish is a type of paraphernalia. According to the Kinsey Institute, it does, you know, compulsively respond in a sexual way to an unusual or socially acceptable stimulus. So, I mean, many people, when you think about the fetishes out there, I mean, there's pretty much a fetish for everything. There's a fetish for people who love to hump trees, or they like to have sex out in nature. There are people out there who have fetishes, of course, with heels and love to get their scrotum, you know, crushed with a sexy woman in stiletto heels. They love that shit. There's even, you know, sex with furniture. Guys, girls, there are pillow humpers out there. I mean, there's a fetish for everyone if you want to explore. I don't know exactly what my fetish is. I feel like my thing, anything to do with the breasts and like the ass cheeks. Like, I love my ass cheeks being played with. I constantly like to, right now, I like to cut my booty and kind of just make it jiggle a little. Just give it a little wiggle wiggle. So I guess you could say that my fetish is just nice juicy body parts, like I'm seeing in the producer studio right now. I'm telling you, this ass is amazing. Mike, come on now. Her ass is nice. Don't even act like Yeah, we're talking about you in the production studio.
Who?
We're talking about you and your juicy ass.
Oh, this
you
one?
You mad because I got ass back here. You
yeah,
ain't got
oh my
there.
God, like all you motherfuckers just left me.
Ain't you?
Leave me alone over here.
Ain't you waiting for ass to come? Ain't you waiting for ass to come?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
I'm waiting for some ass to come through.
There you go.
Oh, look at that juicy booty. She got donkey booty. Yeah.
Donkey now.
No, no. Like, all you right know now. How Phaedra said, it's a donkey booty. Like, it's bubble. It's nice.
Thank you, baby.
Yes.
I love you.
I love you, too, girl. You're
yeah,
so
do
cute.
Your show.
Yes, I'm getting on with my show. We're talking about it. See, I have a fixation on booties. My fetish is booties, okay?
Oh. Ain't that all our fetish?
I feel like some people out there don't appreciate a good ass. Okay, they will. I hate when people are like, I will bypass good ass for big ass titties. Like, what the fuck? I think that's so weird. And if you guys disagree or not or agree with me, you can call in at 1-800-938-2462. Like I said, I want to know, what exactly is your fetish? Is there a must have fetish in the bedroom for you? Like, is there a sexual must have with your fetish? Do you find yourself not always sexually satisfied because you can't, you know, perform with your fetish? Maybe your fetish is role play and your partner or partners that you're fucking with, they don't like to be tied up. Like, how do you make the compromise? So I feel like what also, you know, is the problem is that people tend to think that the word kink, fetish, and all that is just too weird, and they don't want to orally, you know, tell the partner, like, this is what my fantasy is. This is my fetish. This is what gets me off the most. Don't be afraid to tell your partners how you want to get them off or how you want them to get you off. I think that if, you know, everybody kind of live out their one kink and fantasy, as long as it's not like, you know, I want to fuck a dead body, you know, I think, honestly, some fetishes and kinks out there need to be performed. However, when you're performing these fetishes and kinks, I do want you guys to be careful and, you know, to really take time in exploring these. And don't ever be afraid to go to a sex store and go to some of the school, like some of the classes. Like, if you are in here in L.A., you can go to the Hustler store. You can go to Good Vibrations up north in San Francisco and Oakland. You can go to the Pleasure Chest, and they have these classes, you know, that people can take. And sometimes they're free, sometimes they're $10, but you go home with not only more knowledge to perform your kink, your fetish, whatever, to get you off and become a better lover, but you can also get free sex toys. You might even get a lesson from your, you know, your favorite porn star. You never know, but you got to check it online. You know, a lot of these sex stores to get clientele in, they like to do these workshops. And so, you know, they can be sometimes like 1 hour, 2 hours. Sometimes it's like a whole night where they do like a whole showcase. And a lot of them, especially like the fetish parties, it's really interesting to kind of, you know, explore and see what kind of different kinks and fetishes are out there. And of course, you know, you've heard of the Armory in San Francisco. They have the Dungeon in LA, I believe it's called LAX, that people can visit. But these are like safe places to really explore your fetish by professionals. I mean, they have professional dungeons. They have professional sex parties. You know, you just have to kind of find and look what you're kind of into and kind of explore. Now, if you go to houseoferos.com, that's H-O-U-S, E-R-O-S.com, you can explore all the different kinks. And like I said, there are hundreds of fucking kinks out there for everybody. And just because you're doing a kink or a fetish doesn't mean you're psychologically not all up there. Okay, yes, I like a good spanking. Do I like choking? No, I do not, because I do not like being suffocated or smothered. Okay, I still want to be able to breathe. But there are some people out there that, you know, like to be choked, they like to be spanked, they like to be bit, you know, and it has nothing to do with the psyche. It's just, you know, you don't have to be from a battered home, you don't have to be, you know, caught up in some psychological mess to really explore those kinks. But what you should do always is to read up on it, you know, proper training. A lot of people who are into anal, you know, I understand, it's that forbidden, you know, that forbidden lust, like, it's the forbidden area. People say it's an exit, not an entry, you know. And people have like an ass fascination, an anal fixation on the booty, on performing anal sex. Now, you want to properly introduce sexual play in the anus because, you know, while there's different nerve endings, you can tear things and, you know, you can properly fuck up shit. So you want to kind of look into it and, you know, explore. Go from the basics. Sometimes a butt plug is not necessarily good for everybody. You know, start off with the basics, getting some gloves, looping up the gloves really well. And instead of just using regular lube, go on and spend a couple of dollars more and get lube that's meant for anal play and only for anal play. And of course, make sure that it's latex or silicone base. I would honestly say silicone versus the latex, but everybody has their own preference. Whatever, but always make sure that it's water-based lube because you don't want the material in your ass. And like I said, they have gloves that are especially for anal playing, and sometimes they have good ridges. And might I say, while I fucked people in their asses, I mean, it's very hard to get into mine. So whenever people ask me, like, oh, let me fuck you in the ass, like, no, I need somebody of a proper being to give me some anal play. But anyways, going on. So, you know, there are some of the most common fetishes out there. A lot of people might say my fetish is feet. So you have the toe suckers. You have, you know, the guys out there, the girls out there that sometimes like to be fucked with feet. So your partner might say, you know what, babe, instead of your cock or instead of your pussy, like, why don't you jerk me off with your feet? You know, why don't you toe fuck me? Why don't you fuck me in the, you know, fuck my pussy with your feet? So that can be one. It's the most common. It's also known as podophilia, and it's the common fetish, like I said. It honestly varies. I mean, anywhere between foot massages, foot rubbing, toe sucking, foot fucking, foot junking. I mean, it's crazy. The list goes on and on and on and on and on. So you never know what to expect. But it's good to explore. Am I a toe sucker? Hell no. I hate feet. If it was up to me, every motherfucker out there would be wearing socks when they fuck me. Because I don't like looking at your nasty feet. And if you got nasty, stinky feet, like, get the fuck out of my house. I don't want you smelling out my bedroom. You know, sex already smells nasty, okay? Sex be smelling nasty. It's not always the cleanest smell in the world, okay? Sometimes people get a little raunchy and nasty and buck wild. And, you know, you don't want to add on to the foot smell either. Now, here's another one. A piercing fetish. Now, some people might say, okay, what the fuck is a piercing fetish? Is it only because it's the penis and the, you know, clit? No. Some people just love all parts of the bodies being pierced one way or another. And there are sexual practices that go back into Japan where, you know, acupuncture, and doing the piercings there, decorative piercings, where partners will pierce each other to kind of get off their fetishes. And then also, you know, some people like to play with the nipple rings or the cock rings or the clit rings. I mean, they like to play with the pierced areas in a sexual manner. Like one girl I used to mess with, she had both of her her nipples pierced in the dorsal, and she loved it when I would put my mouth on them and kind of move the piercing back and forth and then twisting her nipple. Another guy, he loved it when I would rub the head of his shaft with his Prince Albert piercing. You know, it's just, there's a little something out there for everybody. Another one, latex, leather, rubber, or vinyl fetish. Everybody, I want to be in a latex suit so bad. I want to just feel the latex on me. And I think some of the fetish wear out there for leather and for rubber latex have been so sexy. I mean, seeing like Skin Diamond, for instance, she wears a lot of the skin tight latex outfits. Or even Aiden Starr, she likes to wear a lot of the latex leather wear. I think some of it is very sexy, and some people just like the whole feel against, you know, their skin and having two latex bodies, you know, grind up on each other. So not necessarily, you know, piercing each other, but, you know, rubbing all over themselves. Now, once again, I am your girl, Ms. Radio Sapphire. You are listening to Sapphire's Earplay here on ChocolateRadio.net. If you aren't listening on Mixlr, I hope you guys are listening and watching on ChocolateRadio.net. Don't forget, we always podcast the show immediately right after, about 2 hours. You will always get it by 1 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Hello there from Texas, JMF. How you doing, baby? I'm talking to all the Periscopers. But make sure that you subscribe on iTunes, Podomatic, and, of course, right here on chocolateradio.net. Mike, I think we're ready for that break, bro.
You ready for that break?
Yeah, let's get that break going. All right, so this is a brand new song from my girl Teedra Moses. Go and check out her EP, which is Cognac and Conversations in Cognac. And this is a song called All I Ever Wanted. Hope you guys like this. This is Sapphire from Sapphire's Airplay.
You gave me your money when I gave you my heart. Now I'm out here getting this money, so I don't need you no more.
Baby, we gon' shine when the lights up, you heard me? Cause all I want is me, all she want is she. They say we chill out in Boca Raton for say a week. Smoke the better trees, all gold Jesus. Send me them nasty pics, my women be so prestigious. Tell me the things you need, places you wanna see. Till we get filthy rich, Lionel Richie but still a G. Tell by what's on my feet, tell him by how I move. It's terrible when I'm rough, it's wonderful when it's smooth. Rules of engagement, candles lit in the basement. Leather in all the cars, Bel Air every occasion. Versace on my back, belt in my feet. It's still double M every day of this week. Black bottle boy, let me sweep you off your feet. The red bottom boss, half a ticket every week.
Talk is cheap and flowers die. What's the point of your apologies if they all end up in lies? I don't even know why. It's so hard for some to truly see. Money don't make no man, and love reigns over everything.
Moses, All I Ever Wanted. You are listening and watching Ms. Radio Sapphire. I myself am Ms. Radio Sapphire. This is Sapphire's Airplay at the one and only ChocolateRadio.net. Now remember, ChocolateRadio.net has several shows for your liking. We got sports shows, we got relationship shows, we got comedy shows. I mean, you just always want to make sure that you are locked on and ready for ChocolateRadio.net. And of course, you can follow me, Ms. Radio Sapphire, on Twitter, on Instagram, on Snapchat, on Periscope, on Twitter, at Ms. Radio Sapphire. That's MSRADIOSAPPHIRE. So we're back at it. We are still talking about some fetishes, some common fetishes, and I want to hear from you guys. So I know we're probably having some phone issues right now, right, Mike? Okay, so we are experiencing some phone problems, but I do want you to tweet and email your responses to me. Mm-hmm. I definitely want to hear all of that. Mike, what would you say your fetish is? Because you seem like a man that likes to get a little freaky dinky.
My fetish is I like big butts, and I cannot lie.
What turns you on the most about a big booty?
Just the booty. Just tell
Mr. DeVoe to shut the hell up. I cannot hear you.
Just the shape of the booty, the roundness of it, the firmness of it.
Okay.
You know? So it's nothing like turning them over and hitting it doggy style.
So if you can't fuck her in the pussy, okay?
Not fucking ass.
What would you do with that ass? Besides fucking her in the ass, what would you do?
What else is there to do?
What you mean?
I'm slapping that ass. I'm fucking that ass. I'm rubbing
it. You eat the booty hole?
You know, some we ain't going to even get all personal like that.
Why can't we talk about no booty hole licking? Come on, Mike. Usually you're the one that's always outspoken about booty hole licking.
You know, I ain't got no problem licking no booty hole.
Okay. What about, would you like to get your ass played with?
You know, that ain't no problem.
What's the limitation as a man, like for you?
Limitation as a man?
Yes. Like, what can a girl do not to your booty? Like, what can she not do to your booty?
Can't stick nothing in it.
Okay, so she can like spank it, grab it, spank as she's fucking grass.
Yeah, she can lick it.
Oh, yeah. My got a little like leaning out on that. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, okay. Ask Mr. DeVoe back there what his fetish is.
Huh?
What's DeVoe's fetish?
DeVoe will come tell you his fetish.
DeVoe, I need you to come in here for a second, boo.
Yeah, here he come.
DeVoe. Oh, Jesus.
DeVoe ain't scared.
Oh, I know DeVoe ain't scared. He gotta probably see some necrophilia shit.
Right.
I want to know, what is your fetish, sir? Since you are like the know-all. Yeah, you can sit down. And so you can warm up the seats until our guests arrive.
Yeah, I'll warm it up.
Oh, okay.
You asked me, what am I into?
I said, what is your fetish? What are some of your fetishes that you like to explore?
We were just talking about this in the room. Like,
mm-hmm.
I have like an arch fetish. I don't know if that is something that actually exists, but
I feel, you know what, let me see if I can pull up. I feel arch. Like we might find something.
You know what the curve is?
Yes.
The woman's back. Like,
yes.
A little small part of her back.
No matter what size she is.
Now you gotta be a certain size, because if you're a certain size, then you have the ability to present that arch.
Yes. What if she does like a bridge, you know?
No, it's not the bridge. Same thing.
Really? So she's got like
in asses, like
yeah.
Cheeks. Like,
okay.
I love being between a pair of cheeks, like all day. Like I can just
all
get
day.
I get on my knees.
Uh-huh.
All day.
All day.
Like get on my knees. And
okay. And just worship her arch.
I think it's some next level type shit.
Can you show me possibly how this?
No, honestly, I need an ass.
You need an ass?
Yes.
Why am I scared that I might have to volunteer my own damn self?
There you go. That's the ass. You the ass.
Well, somebody got to hold this damn camera.
See, when you have a fetish, like, things are very specific. So,
yes.
Like, it's like you got to have, like, a certain type of outfit on. Wait.
My outfit does not suit your comfort right now. No. I'm wearing leggings.
No. You have to have two ponytails on.
Well, first of all, does my hair look like I can put it in ponytail?
I mean, you can make it look like.
The fuck is wrong with you? You are so picky. What else?
What else am I into?
No, what else is needed for your arch?
The arch in the back? We're talking about the arch.
Yes.
Oh. I mean, I just discovered I like dark skin too. Is that a fetish?
Dark skin?
Right.
So am I? No, I'm too light. Mm-mm.
Dark skin.
You need like dark like your ass.
Right.
Black as Mike.
And she gotta have on like red lipstick. With shoulder length hair, like she gotta be like that.
And wear
black spandex. Like.
See, I hate it when these men are so specific. So that's like a necessity. So any girl to fuck you has to have that on.
No, but at this particular point.
At this point, okay. All right, what other fetishes that is just not so picky with?
No, but you guys were talking about getting your ass licked.
Yes, right. I like getting my booty hole licked.
Right,
I love it. I never thought I would like it, but I love it. Like, a man could eat my ass for as long as he wants, and I'll come.
You can have an orgasm just to get your ass.
Yes. Right. Yes.
Now, see, I like that, too. I like my ass.
I get super wet. You like your ass being licked?
Of course.
What the hell?
What man does it?
I don't know. I've never been with a guy that has openly said that they like it in their asshole lick.
Well, I mean, it's mandatory. At some point, it becomes one of those things. Like, you have to have this in your arsenal of, in your skill
set. So wait, but what if she's not comfortable with eating somebody's ass?
You gotta teach her how to be comfortable with it.
So how would you teach a chick? Okay, put it this way. How would you teach me? Because I do not like eating ass.
Well, first of all, like, I think you have to get past the point of having it be something that's dirty.
Can I put a dental dam on it?
No, you can't do that.
I had to go bare?
Yeah, the dude has to be, you know, into keeping his ass clean.
But I'll make it, like, he'll feel it. He'll feel my tongue fucking his ass.
If you're going to do it, like, you have to commit to it, like, 100%.
So I have to commit to eating your ass without a dental dam, just raw dogging the shit out of your ass.
Nah, but okay.
Do you shave your ass?
Of course. Like, okay, so my ass is clean shaven.
Okay, right. Okay. I want to see your ass later. I want to see how smooth this ass is.
If I show you my ass, you got to be licking it. Like, it ain't just going to be, you know.
I can't see your, you won't, like, pull down your pants for me during a break.
What's the point of that?
I want to see what your asshole looks like.
I'm not going to just show you that without having something being done to it. That don't make no sense.
Can I spank it?
Nah, I'm not into that.
What the hell? You're boring.
No, I mean, I'm not boring. I mean, I'll spank some ass, but you can't spank mine. Like, that don't
come. Damn it. Okay. Okay.
But
okay.
You can lick it.
Okay, what's the longest a girl has eaten your ass?
Longest?
Like, yes.
Maybe like an hour.
The fuck? Wait a second. What?
She was searching for some.
Yes. She was digging for gold. What the hell?
No, she just likes to do it.
So she was just like, I want to eat your ass out, and I'm going to eat that shit for an hour.
She didn't have to ask me. I just know that she liked it.
So how did you sit on her face, or, like, how did she eat it?
That's weird. That nigga laid on her face.
You just let her eat the ass.
No, but see, for me, like, you got to trust somebody. Like, you got to have enough trust for somebody in order to be able to do some shit like that. So
I guess so, because
you gotta be real cool with that person, because you can't just let anybody just do that shit to you. Like, you have to be cool with that person,
right?
To be able to say, okay, well, I'm gonna allow you to do what you want to with me.
I just,
in that type of situation,
mm-mm. I don't know. I just don't know. I maybe have a fear of ass, because I will do the things to you.
What are you afraid of?
I don't know. When I cannot do analingus.
Analingus.
That's what it is. Analingus.
It's called licking ass.
No, it's called analingus. The proper term is analingus.
So you've never done that before.
I have never eaten somebody's ass.
See,
out.
Well, you gotta do it.
Unless by mistake.
But you eat a girl's ass, though.
No, I've never eaten a girl's ass.
Man, that's like,
I eat the pussy. That's it. I'll suck your dick. That's it. I'll lick your balls, maybe.
Well, eating,
if you have nice balls, I'll lick your balls, maybe.
Licking pussy is cool, but being in between a pair of cheeks is like, you ever seen a dog? Like, when a dog is,
what the fuck?
Hold on, I'm trying to describe, give you a visual of it. It's like, you know, when you see a dog and a dog is just like trying to hump something and
yes.
breathing hard and shit.
Yes.
And so when you're into the ass cheeks like that, I mean, I'm out of breath. So I'm just like trying to smother my face with the cheeks. You know, if you sit on my face and smother me, then I'm just like, okay, you know, and my dick is like super hard, like, and I'm out of breath, like gasping for air. So it's just like. Yeah.
Okay.
And the thing is, like, if you're super into that, like, the person you're doing it to, like, you're going to see little goosebumps, like, all over their skin.
That is true. I mean, when someone is hitting the right spot. Yes. Yes. You do get the.
Like, I'm super good at that.
You're super good at that?
Super good.
So, are you.
Next level.
So you would be like, okay. So like, Janae Naiko, because she's famous for saying, eating the booty like groceries.
Yeah, but I don't, like. That ain't the way you eat booty, though.
Okay, Mr. DeVault, how do you eat booty? What's the best way to eat the booty?
There's a technique to the shit, though.
Mm-hmm. You know, so I'm guessing, like, grabbing onto the cheeks.
But see, the ultimate thing to do is, like, if you have that ass, if it's got some of those little tight shorts, those spandex on,
yes.
You pull it down right below the cheeks.
That's what the man did to me.
Prop it up. So yes. The bumps are, like, sticking up.
Yes.
Right? And you just, like, you know, play with the cheeks. Until that shit
okay, stop. Don't say anymore. Don't say anymore.
Goosebumps are all over it, and you just start licking around it, and then you know what I'm saying?
Don't say anymore. Get into that booty. Yeah, that is true. I'm getting a little turned on here. I think you might need to leave.
Is that right?
What?
You gotta show the cheeks.
What?
You gotta show the cheeks.
Then. I'm not showing my cheeks on camera. They're not worthy of my ass.
Like during the break.
Okay. So now Devoe wants to play with my cheeks after during the break.
Showing ass.
I showed my pussy finally to Naomi.
Wow.
And yes, I forgot her name. What's her name in the studio?
That's Tish Marie.
Tish Marie. Tish, I love your Tishy.
I love you.
I blanked out on your name, though, so I'm so sorry. You can spank me if you want.
Actually, it is
LeFemme
Tish.
Oh, LeFemme Tish. She does have a nice ass. Put, like, her ass in Naomi's ass. That's a big-ass booty. Yeah. That's like Cherokee the ass's booty right there.
Cherokee got too much ass.
No, she does not have too much ass. Yeah. You know what? I'm going to bring her ass in studio and be like, you need to tell her.
I mean, she's a friend of mine, but
she got nice ass. That girl got some good booty. Y'all haven't seen Cherokee the ass? Y'all need to check out that ass. That is a big ass.
Yeah, but I like to get my ass licked. You know, you have to know what you're doing.
Randomly, like, so give me a lowdown of how Alexander DeVoe's ass should be eaten.
I can't describe it.
How can you? Okay, are you kidding me?
I mean, I
can tell you like the best way a motherfucker can eat my pussy.
Nah, but it just don't sound right me saying that. Like, you know,
you just have to say it seductively.
A girl how to lick my ass.
Say it seductively.
She gotta know what she's doing anyway. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't tell you how to do something.
Oh, I'm sorry.
He likes to teach. It's not exciting if you have to tell someone how to do it. They just gotta know how to do it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'll have to put. Yeah, I guess I'm gonna have to put some analingus. I gotta eat some booty.
Yeah,
I just gotta go out there.
Yeah, dudes, don't be scared to get your ass licked.
Maybe I'll lick the chick's ass tomorrow, and then maybe the guy's ass on Wednesday.
I'm gonna see what you have to do is lick a dude's ass.
Okay, so I'll lick a dude's ass on Wednesday.
Right, you need to graduate to the next level.
Okay, but I don't think I should spring that on Squints. He doesn't seem like the man that's like, ooh, eat my booty.
Yeah, but see, you don't.
I gotta practice on something else. Maybe I need to, like, practice with another, like.
Maybe DeVoe can be your test dummy.
I don't want DeVoe to be my test dummy.
But I'm saying, like, as a dude, you wouldn't tell a girl, like.
I kinda wanna say something, but I'm just gonna keep it professional. I wanna keep it professional.
What's she about to say?
I'm gonna keep it professional. That's true.
What's she about to say?
Hey, I'll just say, I don't know. I might get spanked and punished for this. I don't think I want all that. No, I do like it, but I don't know.
Yeah, whatever that is, like, yeah, there will be a consequence to that shit.
So there will be a consequence?
You can't do that.
Oh, I like consequences? Is it a good consequence or a bad consequence?
You know, it all involves whips and chains.
Even better. And floggers?
You like that?
I do.
Oh, okay.
To a certain extent. I mean, are you going to... Do I get handcuffed?
I mean, do you like being choked till you pass out?
No, I don't like being choked.
No.
I just said that. Asphyxiation is a no-go to my pussy. No.
Wow.
No, I do not. I do not like it.
See, you be like...
I'm not vanilla. I'm what?
You be selling wolf tickets.
Wolf ticket? No, I do not sell wolf tickets. I'm not howling.
She's still a virgin.
I am so not a virgin. Okay,
like
fuck it. You know what? Fuck it. Cat's out of the motherfucking bag. What? Mike, you want to hear this?
No.
You want the cat out of the bag? Just say it. I am not a virgin.
She's not a virgin.
I'm not a virgin. Because of why?
Because you
fucked. Who did I fuck?
I don't know.
Or who technically fucked?
I don't know who you fucking, like, what are you talking about? You were talking about some dude that was putting coconut oil on your ass, like, fuck.
Yeah, that shit was nice. I've never had my coconut, my ass coconutted.
Maybe, where did you get that from, though? Like, the coconut oil thing?
He had the coconut officiation. I've been doing the coconut thing.
You have?
Yes. I put coconut oil on everything. It's on my body right now. It's in my hair. It's in my pussy.
Wow.
Yes.
That's why your skin is glowing like that.
Fuck you, yes. I've been doing the coconut oil way before everybody's like, go to Trader Joe's. Go get some coconut oil. For real, though. Seriously. All right, some more. Okay, vaginal fetishes? Are you a squirter? I mean, do you like women who squirt?
Yeah, I make women squirt.
Do you like making women squirt? Yeah. Like, do you say it's like one of your fetishes?
I wouldn't say it was a fetish. It just happens.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Because in order to squirt, like, you have to be super relaxed.
That is true. Right. That is very true. Yeah. I love to squirt. Right. I have a picture of a squirt.
You do?
Of me.
Does it squirt out like...
It can get a little violent. It just depends upon how I'm being fucked. Wow. Mostly doggy. That's how...
Like, doggy style is hitting against your G-spot.
Yes. Yeah. But he can't have that big of a dick. Like, that's the thing. He can't be so...
Well, yeah, your dick don't have... It don't have to technically be big. Just just hitting the right spot.
Well, I mean, I'm going to run from it, though, if it's really big yeah. and thick and meaty and it keeps growing.
Meaty, thick, and big.
It just does not work for
like
this.
A hot dog. Like.
Put three hot dogs on this motherfucker and I couldn't. Mm-hmm. I wanted to. I wanted to squirt in his mouth.
Wow.
But I couldn't. He was.
Now, do you squirt every time? Like, every, all the time?
No, I don't squirt with every partner. They right. literally have to know how to fuck.
Right.
And so, you know, I do.
So, they, in essence, they have to have the rhythm in order to.
Yes! Yes!
Depth and stroke.
Yes, we have to be in sync.
Wow.
For me to squirt.
So how do you get in sync, though? Like, because you can't be wiggling and running this shit. Like,
well, I only run if somebody has a big dick. I'm sorry, if your dick is like the size of this motherfucking mic, which is like flat, big, it's a chode. It's huge.
You don't like big dicks. I like
big dicks, but I don't like big dicks. What? Like, I think there's like gigantic dick and then there's big dicks. I don't like the gigantic dicks. I like the dicks where it's like, oh, okay, you're good.
Right,
so you're 6.5.
That's called, right? That's called the perfect fit dick.
I don't have right now. I think I do, but I don't want to say that because then that means I kind of have to be devoted to that one dick, no, and I don't want to be devoted to that one dick.
You don't.
But...
You just have a variety of available dicks.
Yes.
Choose from.
I need dick for every day of the week.
Dick on call.
Dick, yes. I mean, I have one dick on call.
Right.
I might need to get another dick, but I want this other dick, but they're too big. I can't deal with that. It's too big.
But see, you get used to that, though.
Maybe. If I'm not so high.
And the pussy has, is called, it's called pussy memory.
My pussy always gets wet. Like, my pussy has no problem getting wet.
But your pussy will remember.
Is it wet now?
I'm not even gonna lie. Yes, my pussy is wet right now.
What's up, Devon?
I've just seen booty. Okay, women in fucking leggings. Like, Naomi got on a dress and her ass is just poking out like hotcakes. Okay. Devoe, he got a shiny bald head.
Oh, it's like a dick like consistency.
What can I say? I get turned on by some bald men. Mike, don't get ahead of yourself.
No.
Okay? We no. But Devoe, I don't know. Maybe I could like slide my head like slide my pussy down your face. I don't know.
There you go, Devoe.
That's what's gonna happen.
Yeah.
Oh my Lord Jesus! Are we soliciting sex here on Chocolate Radio?
We might have to turn Ustream off.
We might have to turn off Ustream.
Y'all finna shut down Ustream.
Shit!
That Misty shut down last week. You finna shut it down?
Hey, Misty did not shut it down because my Periscope still worked. That's you right. Know? That's why Periscope. Y'all didn't shut me down for something. Mm-hmm. So what? Misty popped out a titty.
Oh, her titty popped.
Yeah, her titty popped out. Her tit. She showed her titty on the Periscope.
What size of your
breasts? Oh, actually, speaking of, I just got a re-bra sitting. I got a new bra. It's a lacy bra. It's really sexy. I'll show you after the break. But I just found out that I have 36 Ds.
Wow.
I never thought I would get to a D.
You got
Ds. I thought it was 34 C.
Now, do you have,
padding?
No, not padding. Nipples.
Mm-hmm. Yes, my nipples can stick out. Why are you trying to... We need to cut this shit off. Yeah, Devo's getting too excited. He's getting excited.
I think he's a little excited, too.
I like nipples. I feel like I do have a nipple fetish.
You might as well just go in your show and let y'all do y'all thing.
Yeah, it's called I'm going to go home and go masturbate. That's what I'm going to do.
You don't got to go home and masturbate.
Oh, wait. My bad. I'll take the goddess in the room.
Oh.
Wow.
Hello. Let's clean up.
But yes, okay, what about my nipples, Mr. DeVoe? What did you want to know about my nipples?
Oh, your nipples are like super sensitive.
My nipples are very sensitive, especially on my right side. I do have a hide-and-go-seek tit on my left.
What's that?
Like, you literally have to flick her, suck her, breathe on her for her the nip to pop out. But my right, it gets excited. Okay, I think so right now she might be a little sighted.
So now, are you one of those women who has a unique ability to be able to have an orgasm through...
Yes.
Nipple?
Yes. Wow. Yes. Just the thought of it right now, I'm a little moist down there. And my hidden clit is about to, like, start pulsating. Say what?
It's gonna pop out.
It might pop out. She might pop out. I mean, that's why I feel like sometimes I should have had a dick for one day. Because if I had a dick for one day, oh my God.
What would you do with it?
I fuck everything that lives.
You know what's funny about it?
Matt, I'm talking like...
Women say that, like...
No, I would seriously fuck... If I had a dick, I want to see how good it feels for you men to jerk off. Like, I want to jack my cock off. I want to fuck, like, three or four bitches at a time. Like, I want to put a shish... Like, fuck a shish kebab. It's going to be called shishka bitch. Okay? I'm going to have bitches on my dick. Literally. What do you mean it's not like that? I feel like you men have some of the fascinating choices. You guys get to fuck pussies and asses. You get to stick your ass in a fleshlight. What the fuck? I want to put something in a fleshlight.
It's not like it.
Have you not seen the vivid mold? Oh my God. And
so
things?
You got dick in me?
Yes! I got dick. I wanted penis for one day. That's all I asked. 12 hours to have a dick.
I got two fleshlights, by the way. And one of them has like the vortex.
What the fuck, DeVoe?
It feels good.
Wait, is it the blue one? The Avatar one?
No, it's just good.
I don't know. I don't know about all that. All I know is that I want a dick for one day. 12 hours. 3 hours, I'll jack myself off. And then 2 hours later, I'm going to go fuck some bitches. Make a shishka bitch.
Yeah, but see, when you got a dick, it's more complicated than that.
Why? Because it gets hot and your balls start to shrink or they get stuck?
It's not like that.
Do your balls stick all the time?
No.
How do you keep your dick from not sticking? Do you put baby powder on your dick?
Nah.
Do you? So your balls never get sweaty.
Just keep my shit clean.
Yes, you have clean. How do you? You got clean balls. Okay.
I just keep my shit clean.
I feel like DeVoe is not exposing himself.
No,
right.
But I'm saying like, okay.
I can't wait for Molly and them to show up because.
They say if I had a dick, like I just wish I had a dick.
You have no idea. Like
a dick.
I want a dick. Like one day. That's it. I love my pussy, but I want to just see what it feels like.
You just wouldn't stick your dick in random pussy, though. Like,
no! Hell no!
This is what you would discover. Like, you discovered that.
No, there's some... Fuck it. I'll even fuck my own pussy. If you leave my pussy on the shelf,
but you can put
I'll fuck my own pussy.
That dick that you're going to have for that one day, mm-hmm. You're thinking like, oh yeah, I'm going to stick it in this pussy, and it's just going to feel amazing, but all pussy don't feel that way, though.
So as like, people say.
So it's different.
But if I had a choice, I just fit the pussies that I have been through before and say, okay, my fingers felt nice. It felt nice with the strap on. So let me feel what it feels inside.
Your ain't really connected to your brain like that. So
I don't know.
Your dick has to find special pussy. Like,
okay, so I gotta find special pussy.
Yeah.
Alright, if I had a dick for a day, I will go on a dick hunt. Fuck it. I will do in a month advance if I knew when I was gonna get my dick.
They should be able to sew a dick on in a day, let you borrow the motherfucker. Like, you go to the house, somebody can create this shit, dick for a day.
Okay.
They could do that where they can attach a dick to a woman so it's connected to your clit.
Perfect.
So you have the sensation of knowing what it's like.
I would buy that in a heartbeat. Best believe Sapphire will be up in that motherfucker, be like, I want my dick!
They don't have no vibrator. I mean, like a.
They don't have a vibrator that stimulates the same thing as you men have dicks.
No, but there should be something that you can connect to your clit. Where you could
there are things that we can attach to our clit.
No, but you know what I'm saying though, right?
Yes.
So you had a dick.
Yes.
And the dick connects to your clit somehow. So when you stick it into a pussy, like it'll stimulate that. So you
have
the sensation of.
I would like that.
But see, there's other responsibilities that go along with having a dick. You can't just say I'm gonna have a dick and then you don't know how to move the dick. So you'd have you'd have to spend some time learning how to fuck once you had a dick attached to your body.
I don't know. I just want to experience it. I want to experience it. All right, Molly Molly's at the door, so we are gonna take a quick break. And actually, the break that we are gonna take it is with Molly Molly's latest song, If I Wasn't. Mike, we got that ready? All right, here we go. We're going to have a good time. Sapphire Z play with Molly Mall coming up.
Yo, Molly Mall. Yo, I need you. Migos.
Molly Mall.
Yo, is it because of the pussy? Is it because of the pussy?
If it wasn't for your pussy, girl, I wouldn't know your name. If it wasn't for the fucking girl, I wouldn't know your name. You know that I'm gonna see it if you lift it up. You know that I'ma beat it if you give it up. If it wasn't for your pussy though. If it wasn't for your pussy though. If it wasn't for your pussy.
If it wasn't for that pussy girl.
She coming back, yeah, there's more than that, and I know you know, oh. Just the thought of that, I want it back, can't let it go, oh. Just the thought of your pussy, got me like, oh, oh.
Girl, just twerk it. Let me see you work it. We know that you're so perfect. See you trapping for that Birkin. Molly is on deck. I put it in your neck. And now the pussy wet. Now I can't forget.
If it wasn't for your pussy, girl.
If it wasn't for your pussy,
I wouldn't know your name.
I really wouldn't.
If it wasn't for the fucking girl.
If it wasn't for
the, I wouldn't know your name.
I really
would. You know that I'm gonna see it if you lift it up.
You know I'm gonna see it,
you
right?
You know that I'm gonna beat it if you give it up.
You know I'm gonna beat it up.
If it wasn't for your pussy though.
If it wasn't for that pussy though.
If it wasn't for your pussy though.
If it wasn't for your pussy though.
If it wasn't for your pussy.
If it wasn't for that pussy girl.
Yeah. I wouldn't know your name.
I really wouldn't know your name, baby.
I swear to God, I forgot your name. You said cookie. Yeah, you know I know you.
I know
I pull up on you. You gonna bend it over. Yeah,
bend it over.
I'm getting head in the back seat. Woo. Touchdown in that layup. Vegas call my leader, scoop me. If she wanna fuck, what she spend the night for? Didn't feel bad when I kicked her out the front door.
Get the bitch out.
Hop in the lamb, your bitch is all aboard. She said she wanna take some mileage, cause she getting bored.
Boot up.
I got all the snow. No snowboard.
Snow.
I'm strapped with them extensions, no extension cord.
Now.
We can cool off, baby, you need to take the whole day off.
Ooh.
We can hit the mall and we ball till we fucking fall.
If it wasn't for your pussy, girl.
If it wasn't for your pussy,
I wouldn't know your name.
I really wouldn't.
If it wasn't for the fucking girl.
If it wasn't for
I wouldn't know your name.
I really
you
wouldn't.
Know that I'm gonna see it if you lift it up.
You know I'm gonna see it,
you
right?
You know that I'm gonna beat it if you give it up.
You know I'm gonna beat it up.
If it wasn't for your pussy though.
If it wasn't for that pussy though.
If it wasn't for your pussy though.
If it wasn't for your pussy though.
If it wasn't for your pussy.
If it wasn't for that pussy girl.
Yeah. I wouldn't know your name.
I really wouldn't know your name, baby.
I wouldn't know your name.
I really wouldn't.
I wouldn't know your name.
know, baby, it's nothing more I'd rather do than to make love to you. I'ma just let my squad tell you how I feel. Girl, you looking like you want something. Baby, your eyes only show me one thing. Girl, you want it, yes, I want it. I came from this girl, I want it. And baby girl,
all I want you to do is take my hand, and I'ma please you in every way I can. Once we get back to the crib, girl,
take it off so I can break you off.
Oh yeah,
baby, I'm gonna shut it down. Take it off so
oh, yeah.
I can break you off.
Maybe
I'm gonna shut it down. Let me you make a sound that goes oh, oh, oh.
Can I love you
when you more, more, more?
Till you have me in your mind.
Maybe I'm gonna shut it down. Baby, I'm gonna take you, baby, I'm gonna take you down.
Baby girl, we done been here before. Turn the TV up and lock the door. This door is built to make you strain. Baby, don't be afraid, I'll please you in every way. Girl, you're the perfect diamond I wanna spend some time with. The way you blow my mind, it takes me away.
Take it off so I can break.
Stay turned up. Why would I turn down?
What the fuck you mean?
Cause I say you can't. can. What the fuck you mean? Take your bitch just because I can. What the fuck you mean? 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 Hey, what do you mean? What the fuck 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 you mean?
Ain't got it like that. You don't know about me.
You don't know what you mean.
What you mean he broke? Couldn't be KP, okay, got racks on me right now. Your right girlfriend and me right now. Right when now. I just mentioned in her mouth. Oh, yeah. When I'm in the club, shit get shut down. No KP, little GJT, keep it. A one steak, TIP. Hey, we be y'all in VIP. Weekday, just on a BELT. And you know all of my niggas be serial killers. And your niggas do not amount to my niggas. The fuck is you saying I put on a show? But we turn up everywhere we go. Bitch, I'm broke. Racks on me right now.
What the fuck you mean?
Stay turned up. Why would I turn down?
What the fuck you mean?
Cause I say, you can't get these hands.
What the fuck you mean?
Take your bitch just because I can.
What the fuck you mean? 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 What the fuck you mean?
Is cash shit, cause all I see is C-Nos. Money hungry, savage, and me and Lil Chino. Movie in the Vips, man, somebody call a Regal. And I'm my bitch, it bad, man, ain't hot, holla, Pino.
What the fuck you mean? Stay rolling up the green. And we all on the scene, geeked up off a bean. The girl hooks, she a fiend. So I put her on my team.
KP on the beat, A1 tell them folks, turn up. Jump wrong if you wanna act the fool, might catch that burner.
What you mean? Bitch, I'm broke. Racks on me right now.
What the fuck you mean?
Stay turned up. Why would I turn down?
What the fuck you mean?
Cause I say, you can't get these hands.
What the fuck you mean?
Take your bitch just because I can.
What the fuck you mean? 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 What the fuck you mean?
Yo.
Alright, everybody, we are back.
Yo. Molly,
Molly. Okay, so I know you were expecting to have Anna Fox and Molly Mall, but unfortunately, we have to hold it back for another week. Due to just some minor miscommunication, but it's all good. I love you guys so much. We're definitely going to have both Anna Fox and Molly Mall next week for sure. We are talking about fetishes. We are, you know, still getting involved in some nasty, deep shit. And of course, you know, since we're wrapping up the show right now, I was going to go on with some fun stuff, but we're going to save that all for next week. So I'm very sorry if you've been waiting so patiently, so patiently. I'm so sorry, guys. But I definitely do want you guys to still be on and listening to us right now. Chocolate Radio, Sapphire's Earplay. So we were talking, Mr. DeVoe and I were talking about some nasty fetishes, some kinks, because he likes the booty. Don't give me those eyes. You have your little kinks and freakiness, Mr. DeVoe. He's going to just bypass it. But anyways, I did not show my poussoir to Mr. DeVoe or my ass cheeks during the break. I was being professional, for the record. Anyways, going back, I do want to talk about the Earplay list of the week. There are two new EPs that I want everybody to check out, and that is my boy Roy Woods. He is part of the OVO family, which is October's very oh my god, I forgot what it stands for, the O part, but it's like October's very fine, something weird. Anyways, it's Drake's label, and we are displaying Roy Woods' Exes EP. I definitely want you guys to go check it out. It's free right now at datpiff.com or wherever you get your mixtapes. Also, Teedra Moses has a new EP out called Cognac and Conversation. We played the first song in the first beginning as our sexy break. And of course, the biggest news of all, it is the big major release of Straight Outta Compton, the NWA biopic, which is coming out on Friday. Your girl did get to have a couple of sneaks because she knows people. And you guys will not be disappointed. Everything from the acting to the cinematography, everything about this movie, I want everybody to go see it. I don't care if you're not even that big of a fan of NWA, but if you support hip hop, if you know the background, what was going on at the time, during the rise of NWA and what was going on in the streets of Los Angeles, I definitely would say support the movie, support a good craft. And I know a lot of people are getting some backlash with Dr. Dre's past with woman beating, but the thing is, you know, it happens. Unfortunately, we do live in a society where men and women, because there's spousal abuse on both sides of the sexes, where men and women cannot control themselves. But at the end of the day, you know, we shouldn't let something like this overshadow the art of a good craft. And the fact of the matter is, NWA for hip hop, and not even just for hip hop, but for the city of Los Angeles, the city of Compton, the county of Los Angeles and the city of Compton. I mean, the fact of the matter is, these men were the forefront of what was going on with the racial riots of 92. That's it. This is focusing on a legacy that has taken well over 20 years in the making. A lot of big firsts for hip hop in the past couple of years. And it's good that there's now a biopic displaying one of LA's own. Does it do more justice with, you know, the movie of Notorious? Personally, I say yes. It does more justice. This by far has been probably one of the better biopics that I have been able to, you know, sample. I'm going to see the movie in full on Friday. There's going to be a full-blown review, but what I've seen so far, I mean, you guys will not be disappointed. So I definitely would say check out the craft. Listen up. If you're a true hip-hop head, if you were born during that era, like, relive the moments, go watch the movie, and definitely check out my boy Dre's Compton soundtrack that pretty much has Compton's finest on there. I mean, you got tracks from Kendrick Lamar, Marsha Ambrosius, Snoop Dogg is on it, Exhibit's on it, Eminem is on it. I mean, there are some heavy ass hitters, and everybody was always waiting for the Detox, which was supposed to be the follow up to 2001 The Chronic. Honestly, I feel like we'll never see, you know, the day that the Detox album ever comes out, but Dre came back and it's a winner from start to finish. It definitely speaks to this generation as well as the generation before us, and you guys will not be disappointed. But definitely go and check out those works of art. And like I said, there will be a full-blown review coming up on Monday, next Monday. And like I said, we are rescheduling Molly Mall and Anna Fox, so I don't want you guys to miss it. I'm very sorry. I know everybody was like, where the hell are they? What's going on? We ain't bullshitting. We got them. They're coming in. It's all good. Molly Mall's got a lot of new projects. Anna Fox, who is making her directorial debut, we're going to talk to her about that. And she is also in the new indie film Tangerine, and you need to go and check out that film as well. Another movie set in the city of Los Angeles with two transgenders as the main character. Anna Fox has a couple of scenes in the movie, as far as I know, so you definitely want to check it out. It's called Tangerine in select theaters, so go online. I believe it's tangerinemovie.com, and go to mollymall.com to get all of his bio, his photos, his news, and follow Anna Fox at ANAFOX XXX and Molly Mall at Molly Mall on Instagram and Twitter. And of course, I'm your girl, Miss Sapphire. We're cutting this short because, like I said, I want to save all the fun stuff for when our guests do come in next Monday for our reschedule. Remember, everybody, safe sex is the best sex. And if you are going to, you know, experiment in fetishes and kinks, make sure that you're doing it safely. Like I said, sometimes with the fetishes and the kinks, you might feel a little awkward in expressing it, but it's better that you express it than do it unsafely. So make sure safe sex is the best sex.
Thanks for listening. If you sexy motherfuckers can't get enough, be sure to subscribe to Sapphire's Airplay on iTunes and Podomatic.